The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by Saica. Choose a difference maker. Choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show. This is the show for all our entrepreneurs out there who are making a living, making a life, making a legacy, building something for the future. And one of those entrepreneurs is in studio with us today. Her name is Cindy Malaza. She's founder of Timeless Opulence. I love that, Timeless Opulence. She started her furniture and interior design business as a hobby to fund her commercial flying studies, but then fell in love with her own company, and as the saying goes, the rest is history. Let's have a look.
Timeless Opulence is a bespoke furniture company run by founder Cindy Malaza, where she focuses on giving her high-end clientele services of interior decorating, furniture manufacturing, and catering pieces for events. After spending much of her time as a chemical engineer and commercial pilot, Cindy found that she has a passion for decorating spaces and later registered her business in 2015, turning a hobby into an enterprise.
The starting phase was pretty tough as a lady and throwing myself into an industry where I started as a hobby and now it's running as a fully functional business. There was a lot of growing on my side and a lot of adjustment in my personal life. However, with determination and great attitude, we are where we are now. I mean, we've grown from what I can say from like a spaza shop image to a fully functional, reputable business that is, I'm hoping will grow globally.
The company has 12 full-time employees and a warehouse based in Gauteng. With a goal of expanding across Southern Africa and the business currently moving into a bigger space in Glen Austin, Cindy seeks advice on how she can turn her company into a training facility for future franchisees.
So I'm moving to bigger premises, obviously to up my production. But my biggest passion is to train and upskill people, especially those challenged academically. Because what I've learned is that this is a skill, and a skill can be developed. And hopefully the people that would have been trained are the ones that I could use for franchising. But then how do I position myself in being the company that also trains and upskills the youth and people to give them the skill?
Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you for having me.
So why not a commercial pilot?
No, I'm still a commercial pilot.
What does that mean? Are you flying small planes, big planes?
Big planes.
For one of the airlines?
No, for a chartering company, but I'm more based now with the business. So that's just a hobby that I'm doing. But now I just hire small planes from time to time and fly around. And yeah, that's what I'm doing now. But I'm mostly based within the business.
It's a big jump to go from a commercial pilot because from what I know, a few commercial pilots and they love flying, they love everything about flying and they make a whole career. Even when they leave being a commercial pilot, they remain within the industry. So why the jump? I'm trying to understand why the jump to this.
I think the jump chose me. I relate a lot what I am doing now to being a commercial pilot, because when it started, it was just for me to finish to pay up for my commercial pilot's license and be done. I didn't think this would still be the way it has. And I always laugh at myself as a polygamist because I've got my heart with flying and with furniture manufacturing. So I still fly from time to time, but when I started, it was a hobby, but then I grew a love for it and also started employing people and growing and seeing how this, something that started from nothing, turning into something so big, and I couldn't just leave it. It just, yeah, it stole my heart.
So you speak about a franchise model. Just unpack that a bit for me. What do you mean by that?
I think that would be something later on, because obviously I want to grow Timeless Opulence footprints across South Africa and hopefully SADC and globally. So in order for me to do that, I couldn't do it in one place. I would need to. That's a model that I was thinking in terms of growing it, in terms of growing its footprint.
So what does that mean? That let's say you had a Cape Town or a DAR franchise, what would they be paying you for the brand, or would they be manufacturing? I'm trying to understand what you see.
Mostly for the brand, because I would ideally like to have one hub from the manufacturing so that it's according to my standard, basically the brand.
Okay.
Yes.
So how are they going to, are they going to manufacture, your franchisees going to manufacture?
We will distribute.
So they're going to be distributors?
Yes.
So would they be so they'd be distributors, not retailers?
Distributors and retailing.
Okay, so I'm starting to unpack this. So yes. Who is your current client base? Like, is it retailers? Is it end user?
End user. It's mostly end users. We haven't gone into retail, because I would like to do my own retail. Like, it's a timeless opulence brand that's sold from within my, it's manufactured from Timeless Opulence, and that's what I want to push.
And within the manufacturing or furniture manufacturing space, are there examples that you're trying to emulate where other manufacturers have built a brand that is distributed either through their own retailers or through others?
Not really. And I think that's where I'm getting the idea, because it's most people will get stuff imported or from different people. Hence, I said, and like, I would like to train people whom I could use to manufacture the furniture, be the retailers, like, and the distributors, like a hub from within.
Okay, so my next question is going to sound like a stupid question, mm-hmm. but it's really not. Well, I don't think
such
it
thing.
Is. What business are you in? What business are you in? What is Timeless Opulence?
So Timeless Opulence is a three-legged stool. We've got furniture manufacturing, and then we've got interior design and decor, mm-hmm. as well as events management. And those three marry because they feed off each other.
Okay. So let's go for the, if I had to make you choose between two out of three.
It would have to be, my passion lies mostly with the furniture manufacturing.
The manufacturing.
It's my heart.
Okay. So the others are just a means to an end. Okay. In other words, they bring in opportunities for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are there profit centers within in the business, or are they basically break even?
They are. Profit major, because within, when we had COVID, when the events was a shutdown, we felt the pinch quite a lot.
Okay, from the furniture point of view?
From the events part, because we do events and we supply the furniture in events as well.
And then you get it back?
Yes. So it's rental.
Yeah, rental.
Yes.
And so you've got storage that you keep all that?
Yes.
So you're also in the rental business?
Yes.
So you didn't mention that. So now we said you're in bespoke, you're in eventing, and you're in rental business, and you are in?
Decor and design. Yes.
So you're in four businesses now.
Well, yeah.
Are you following my problem? or is this all opportunity for you?
It's all opportunity. Every problem is an opportunity. It depends on how you look at it.
How much of what you are selling has got to do with your personality and to do with Cindy? Yourself and how much has got to do with the brand, and be honest here.
I think I'm trying to move myself away from it now, because it's now a business, and if you identify a brand with just an individual and something happens to that individual, then it would eventually become a problem. But I think starting out, I used a whole lot of my personality to build the brand and to get it out there, because I have the gift of the gab. So I used that to my advantage. But I think currently, with the business growing, it's there's a lot of people involved, there's a lot of ideas, and it's not just me, but yeah.
So in the insert there, you asked about, you know, how would you roll out the franchise model? Is that
that's
the question? Okay, I think what we're going to do is take a break now, and then when we come back, I'll give you something to think about and hopefully answer that question for you, Cindy.
All right, thank you.